Welcome to the Del Walmsley Radio Show. Del challenges the status quo, questions everything, and empowers you to return to your core beliefs to make your life better. If you're ready to hear the truth and get your roadmap to the lifestyle you really want, the next hour will change your life. And now, your host, self-made millionaire, national award-winning investor of the year, CEO and founder of Lifestyles Unlimited, Del Walmsley.
Welcome to the Del Walmsley Radio Show, where the hype ends and the help begins. I'm your host, Del Walmsley, and as always, we're working on your financial freedom. Well, my friends, today I'm sitting here, the last couple of days just in wonderment, to be quite honest with you, what it is people are thinking and why they're not responding. I see, you know, am I failing as a educator, as a presenter? I don't want to say motivator because I don't consider myself a motivator. I might believe that motivation is something that, you know, you wind a person up, you get them excited about something, and they fall off a day or two later. I'm more of an inspirer. Try to find things that people be inspired about. But today, you know, I'm going to cover some different territory in a different manner. And I'm going to open the phone lines up. I don't generally open phone lines up a lot. I'm going to try to get to the phone lines and see if maybe we can make some hay with some phone lines today. I know it's going to be difficult for you to call because you've not been in the habit of calling. Don't be afraid to call. And by the way, if you are afraid to call, you still want to get a question asked, you can text it to me at AskDel, that's A-S-K-D-E-L, at L-U-I-N-C.com. L-U is Lifestyles Unlimited. I-N-C is Incorporated. L-U-I-N-C.com. And that's AskDel, D-E-L, 1-L. And so that's if you're afraid to just ask the question. Otherwise, I'd prefer you call in and ask your questions. Our number here is 866-945-6565. That's 866-945-6565. Or go to lifestylesunlimited.com to register for our free workshop. What can you call about? Anything. I don't care. My whole conversation today is what's keeping you from doing something. I sit here and I watch what goes on out there just sparingly because I've given up on newscasts. I've given up on people's expectations and realizations for the stock markets. I mean, I haven't been in them for 30 years, so don't get me wrong. It's not like I ever really paid attention to them. But I always try to pay attention to what other people are looking at because I'm trying to connect with you and try to find out how I can motivate, if you like that word, or inspire, if you don't like that word, you to think about and or physically take action on changing what you're doing. And so I'm asking myself, here I sit, and realize this. I don't say this to impress you, but to impress upon you, there's a real difference in the quality of one's life compared to the quality of somebody else's life, and where you could be if you were to use all of your potential. And knowingly, that, you know, the point is not where I'm at in life. That's irrelevant to you. But what's important is what and where could you be at? What's important to you? What are the things that you would be willing to get off the couch for and change your life for? That's what I think is important. So as I'm sitting here and I'm looking, I'm going, oh, man, you know, I'm working on redesigning my landscaping. I mean, that's an ongoing thing for me every year. We keep redesigning the landscaping, getting closer and closer and closer to the perfected picture we have of in our mind what this beautiful home should look like. For those of you who have not seen it, you can go on Facebook, look up Del Walmsley. There's pictures of it there. 16,000 square foot, 20-car garage, gigantic swimming pools, 3 koi ponds, swim-up bar, outdoor kitchen. I mean, it's probably a nicer house than most multi-millionaires have. Of course, it's in Texas, which means it's probably, you know, cost 1/10 of what they pay for a little shack out in California type of deal. But the point is, it's a dream home for me. It's my dream home, more than I ever dreamed of. And I get to spend the time. So here I am spending the time out this morning, you know, going and getting some more plants and stuff so that when the landscape guys get here, they can plant some new beds for me that I've envisioned and reworked in my mind the way I want this thing to work. And Melissa, she's got, you know, things, her plans, we talk about them. You know, we spend our life working on this and say, you know, well, that sounds really old. Okay, so it really sounds old. I get it. But what would you do? Would you be out there on your motorcycle doing dirt, you know, dirt bike trails? And I did that when I was young and retired. I had time to do that. You know, I have a four-wheeler that's a RTV, ATV, whatever you call them. And it's, you know, for off-road, it's a super fast one. Goes about 75 miles an hour. Four-wheel drive, mud tires, you know, the whole bit. I mean, I've got all the toys. Whatever, what is it that turns you on? Would it be the hours a day in the gym? You know, my daughter just competed in a national pro bodybuilding contest. Is that what turns you on? You know, or is it more along the family lines? Like, can you afford to take off for 2 weeks to have everybody come by? Can you do that? Can you afford to fly in your family for the people in your family that are too poor to be able to afford to get here? Can you afford both the time and the money to live life at the quality level that you'd like to live it at? And if not, the question is, why aren't you doing something about it? Again, I'm going to make sure you know these lines are open. Phone lines are open at 866-945-6565. That's 866-945-6565. Or go to lifestylesunlimited.com to register for our free workshop. You can find us on the air every day of every week and enjoy our podcast anytime at lifestylesunlimited.com. Just click on the radio tab. You know, every day I go through my emails and look for stuff that I might want to do a show on. And what's interesting today, I got kind of turned off by the fact that I got like 27 different emails. Everybody's sending me almost the same two or three articles about where the marketplace is at, blah, 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 blah. And quite honestly, I can do the market analysis. You can read the market analysis. But to me, it's irrelevant. Whether the market's up, the market's down, the market's sideways, interest rates are up, interest rates are down, the world's ending, the world's not ending, the world's expanding, lowest unemployment ever, best market ever, highest stock market ever, biggest crash ever. None of that means anything to me because my income comes in every month anyway. It's stabilized. It doesn't have anything to do with all of that. And I sold a bunch of real estate a couple of years ago because I thought it was time to get out of the older stuff, get into new stuff. I bought a brand new Class A just this month, last month, and this month. It's a two-month process of doing. Well, actually, it's November, December is the process. So I bought this Class A apartment complex. And now I'll have this additional $50,000 a month of income coming in every month. And I know that you can't afford to buy a property that does that much for you out of the blocks, probably. I'm saying most of you can't. But it's irrelevant. That's just, you know, where I'm at. My question is, wouldn't you like to have another $5,000 a month coming in? Tax-free income? And that's the reason why I bought the apartment complex. It's because I had income. But I had too much income that I didn't have enough deductions for, so I needed another giant piece of real estate to create giant deductions to be able to earn the income I'm earning tax-free without starting to pay taxes on the income. You know, you don't want to do that. So you need more real estate so you can create more deductions so you can have more income that's not taxed. And so you get the double benefit of having more income, which is tax-free, having excess deductions to write off against your other income, which allows that income to be more effective. And so it's just simple to me. It's a transaction. No big deal, no life-changing experiment, nothing that's, you know, life or death. It's just something you do. And today, I want to get across to you, it's just something you can do too. Let's start a portfolio. At whatever level you're at, let's get out there and start a portfolio. Now, if you've got questions on how or if you can or why, or if you're just scared and you want to bring the point up and see what I can come up with for you, want to learn more about Lifestyles Unlimited and the Real Estate Education and Mentoring Program? Call us at 866-945-6565. That's 866-945-6565. Or Go to lifestylesunlimited.com to register for our free workshop. You can find us on the air every day of every week and enjoy our podcast anytime at lifestylesunlimited.com. Just click on the radio tab. We'll be right back with the Del Walmsley Radio Show.
You're listening to the Del Walmsley Radio Show. Del will be right back with more life-changing principles in just a few minutes.
The other thing I think people hear landlord or property owner, and they think of Donald Trump and other multi-billionaires that own real estate, and that's not who the vast majority of owners across the nation are. The typical owner of a rental property owns just a couple properties, and they're people just like me and you.
You can own single-family houses and apartments too. We'll show you how. Register at lifestylesunlimitedworkshop.com. Join our national network of rental owners.
Welcome back. Now here's some more unconventional wisdom to set you free from the man on a mission to retire America, one person at a time, Del Walmsley.
Welcome back to Del Walmsley Radio Show. Today we're pretty much open mic today. I'm trying to ascertain what it is that people need help on towards moving forward with their real estate investing portfolios, for those of you who are just doing it on the side, careers for those of you who are doing it as a career. But the bottom line is that many, many people right now are just bypassing massive opportunity, sitting on the sidelines because someone's got their ear that maybe this isn't the right time or, you know, whatever their excuse is. So I'm just looking for some information here today that we can work through to try to get there. Our lines are open at 866-945-6565. We do have a caller holding through the break, Steve from Phoenix. Steve, welcome to the show.
Oh, hey, Dale. How you doing? Appreciate you taking my call. Yeah, you know, I'm not doing it to make a living. I do it as I'm a contractor. I do it on the side. I have a building that my company rents from and a few renters in there, and I have a few rental houses. So I was just wondering, you were saying purchasing more real estate to eliminate some of the tax implications on the real estate I have?
Absolutely. What's your question?
Because in the beginning of the new purchase, you're having more expenses, and you can use that to write off some of the income you have on the other real estate? I'm questioning. I just don't know what you meant by that.
Yeah. There's actually two answers to it, Steve. So I'll give you both of them. The first one is just the normal depreciation schedules that you use on real estate. You can use a 27.5-year depreciation schedule. And if you're buying single-family houses, that's going to pretty much cover your house income, whatever rental income you get, so you don't have to pay taxes on it if you've done it correctly, if you've leveraged it correctly. If you're buying apartments, you're going to have some excess depreciation left over that you can use against other earned income. And that's the old and normal way that we looked at it. However, now with the new Trump tax laws, you can take, well, I'm sorry, I should go back. Even in the past, we could do something called accelerated depreciation, which was called cost segregation, where we can depreciate things over a 5-year, 7-year, 10-year, 15-year, or 27.5-year period. By doing that, Steve, instead of taking it all over 27.5 years, we're up front. We're pushing that depreciation up front, which gives us a lot of extra depreciation to use against whatever income we're earning right now. Now, I'm going to do that myself. Now, the tax law changes. The tax law changes came in and said, not only can you use this accelerated depreciation called cost segregation, it's now saying everything that you would have written off over a 5-year period of time, everything you would have written off over a 7-year period of time, and everything you would have written off over a 10-year period of time, that is not the actual buildings, you understand, because the buildings have to be written off at 27.5 years. But you're talking carpet and appliances and furnaces and air conditioners. All of that can be written off in the first year. Now, Steve, for me, on the deal that I just did, which is a $22 million deal, that's going to come to be somewhere between $2 and $3 million deduction. So no matter what I earn this year and all my other businesses, I'm going to have this deduction of $2 or $3 million. If I can't take it all this year, I'll take some of it next year and so on and so forth. So for you, if you could go buy yourself a small apartment complex, a 5-unit or a 10-unit or something like that, being that you're a contractor, it should be nothing for you to know how to maintain it. You just got to get someone as a manager in there to lease it and keep it full. You can take a massive deduction towards that income you're earning as a contractor because that contractor income is fully taxed. In fact, I'm assuming that you're a self-employed contractor. Am I correct?
Yes.
Oh, boy. You are massively taxed because you not only have your income tax, you've got both sides of Social Security and Medicare, which is killing you. That's 15.3% itself. You're in Phoenix. I don't think you guys have state income tax here, do you?
Yeah, we do.
Oh, Stever. Oh, man.
Yeah,
you need some real estate, buddy. Let's get you a small apartment complex, Steve. Either that or another commercial building if you have somebody else that can rent it from you. The apartment complex, I think, depreciates faster. But, you know, small apartment complex, not only that, you're going to have income coming in. And one of the things is, and I don't know your business, but sometimes I've heard that contractors, it's kind of an ebb and flow business. And if you've got some rental income coming in, it just kind of smooths that out, if that makes any sense at all.
Yeah, so that cost segregation, I'm going to be popping that over to the accountant today.
Absolutely, the Trump laws, too. Get that to him also. And, hey, look us up, man. We've got a lot of members in Phoenix right now. We're buying a lot of stuff out there. So look us up on the web, Lifestyles Unlimited, and find out how you can get in touch with some of our staff and then find out how you can get in touch with people out in Phoenix.
Thanks again, Bill. Appreciate you guys. You got a great show. I appreciate it.
Appreciate you calling in. All right, our number here is 866-945-6565. Real estate can help him not only in cash flow, which is, you know, when you have any type of a contractor business, you know, there could be weather issues, there could be seasonal issues, there could be economy issues. And to have some type of regular, steady rental income coming in would solidify your ability to sleep at night. But then to be able to take, when you're taking, he said 30% income taxes, 15% Social Security, that's 45%, and whatever the state taxes are. You know, this guy's paying over 50% tax on every dollar he earns. He needs some deductions. And if he can put together some really good real estate deductions, he can carve some of those taxes out and not pay them. You know, Trump wouldn't show his tax return. There's a reason. When you're a billionaire, even if you make 100, 200, 300 million a year, you're not paying any taxes on it. And that's, you know, one of the benefits. So let's get you guys set up. Even if it's just starting with a rent house, what if we get you one and you make $500 a month tax-free? That's $500 you don't have. What would you like to have this month? Here's a check for $500. Now go buy some Christmas stuff for your grandkids, right? If you got two of them, it's $1,000. If we got 10 of them, it's $5,000 a month. If you got a small apartment complex, it's $5,000 a month. Would you like $5,000 tax-free in your hand right now to go buy some Christmas stuff? To go put together the Christmas party, to fly your family in for Christmas. Would you like that extra $5,000? We just got to get going. We got to do something about it. That's the key factor. Go to lifestylesunlimited.com to register for our free workshop. And again, if you're too afraid to come on the line, just go ahead and text me at askdell@luinc.com.
Now, from the files of Del Wamsley.
I have social empathy for people. I really do. I believe in protecting the underdog. In fact, my whole career has been out there protecting the underdog in just about everything that I do. What I do have challenges with is when people make decisions that don't make a lot of sense. So I'm going to break them down to you, to what they really mean to our society and don't mean to our society. Because some of the stuff the Democrats are doing is going to affect you. Some of the stuff they're doing is just massive redistribution of wealth. That's what it comes down to. They just want to take money out of the rich and give it to the poor. And their number one word, I hear everything they bring up now, whenever they talk about anything, is we're looking at the equity of this whole thing. The equity. Why are poor people not rich? Why are rich people allowed to be rich? Why should we even let rich people be rich? Doesn't make any sense. Why should we let them accumulate so much wealth? And yet, you wonder why billionaires are all Democrats. I'll tell you why they're all Democrats. By buddying up to the Democratic side of the equation, they look like good guys. So when the laws get passed, instead of these people coming directly at billionaires, they go after the millionaires. And so the people that have a good job, that work hard, saved, bought a home for $300,000, it's now worth $1.5 million, which is almost everybody in California. It's a lot of people in Texas now, a lot of, you know, good, successful, middle-class people are worth $1 million. And so now these people are saying to you, we're going to attack everybody over $400,000 of wealth.
We'll be right back with the Del Wamsley Radio Show.
You're listening to the Del Wamsley Radio Show. Del will be right back with more life-changing principles in just a few minutes.
Del Wamsley on the economy and politics.
What happens if the economy turns around and goes back down now the Democrats are in power, or inflation becomes rampant and all of a sudden it becomes very difficult to do business? I was listening to an economist the other day, and he pulled out this chart of GDP. He said, look, here's what I want you to do. He said, tell me anywhere from 1950 to 2021 where the Democrats took power and where the Republicans took power. He said, point it out for me. And the truth of the matter is, you can't tell.
If you're sitting on the sidelines waiting to see what the politicians are going to do, or waiting to see what the economy's going to do, if you're trying to predict the future, stop. Politicians and the economy have no bearing on your success or failure. Only you do. Register for the next live online free workshop. We'll unfold the map to retirement in 5 years or less, regardless of what's going on in the world. It's the same proven strategies we've been using for 30 years through every political party and economic cycle you can think of. Register at lifestylesunlimitedworkshop.com.
Welcome back. Now here's some more unconventional wisdom to set you free from the man on a mission to retire America, one person at a time, Del Wamsley.
Welcome back to Del Wamsley Radio Show. Today I've opened up the phone so that we can discuss questions of what's getting in the way of people moving forward with their real estate investing when they really truly need it. And we've got someone holding out through the break, but if you'd like to get in, our number is 866-945-6565. Holding from Florida, Tampa, Florida, is Mavis. Mavis, how can I help you today?
Hey, how you doing? First off, I want to say thank you very much for taking my call, and just listening to your show is a true eye-opener, and I really appreciate all the information that you give out and all the people that you have on. I just actually started listening to your show a couple of weeks ago, and, man, I just find the information just, like, phenomenal for myself. So, question that I really have is I'm sold on the idea of the apartment complexes. I think that's a true income stream that's really something that I really want to be involved in. How do I just really get started on that with, you know, just a general question with limited income? You know, how do we really get started doing that?
So do you think your income is the limitation, or your availability to funds the limitation, or your credit score? What do you think is your limitation that's in your mind, Mavis, that's keeping you from starting?
Perfect. To be truthfully honest, I'm going to say it's going to be obtaining the income. Well, just getting the funds, I guess.
Well, there's two different things, and I want to try to clarify because they are different. One is, what is your personal income? Do you qualify for a mortgage-type concept? And the second one is, do you have any money to put down as a down payment? So which one are you in trouble with, or is it both?
I'm going to go with the money down, because I can obtain the mortgage.
All right, great.
Even if
so
I have
the
to,
mortgage.
You know, even if using leverage, I guess leverage in your own home, personal property that you have with.
Okay, here's what I'm gonna explain to you. You got a piece of paper, maybe, because you might want to write this down.
Oh yeah, I'm ready.
All right, let's say I can go out, and I'm making up numbers right now. By the way, these numbers wouldn't be typical in Houston, probably not in Tampa, Florida either. But I'm going to make up some numbers. Say I could go buy a house that's worth $100,000, and okay, let's say I could buy it for $70,000. A hard money lender will lend me up to 75% and sometimes as much as 80% of the after repaired value. So if I could buy this thing for $70,000 and put $5,000 in it in repairs and closing costs of $5,000, I would only have $80,000 in the whole deal. They would lend me the whole $80,000 to do the deal. So there you're in with no money down. Now, to be able to do a no money down deal, Mavis, you have to find a deal. In other words, you've got to go find somebody who's a distressed seller that's got to get rid of his property, that's willing to take a major loss, and that the purchase price plus the rehab isn't over 75 to 80% of what it will be worth after you fix it up. That's called after repaired value. That's your challenge. Second way to approach it, which is a different approach, is once I had used up my cash buying single family houses when I started, I went to other people I knew and offered them the opportunity to get into deals with me. If they would put up the cash, I would go do the deal. I would get the loan and I would manage the property, and then we'd split the profits. And the profit share that I got into back then was 75-25. They got 75% of the profit because they put up the money. I got 25% for putting the deal together. And that added up pretty quickly, because when you don't have a money limitation, you know, when you find yourself a couple of money rich. That's not the right word for it. You find people that have good store of money, usually very right. successful people that are busy working hard. They don't have the time to go out and do something. They can find a way to make more than what they're making in the investments they're in now, where you can show them a cash flow of anywhere from 7 to 15%. I've seen more than that, where you can show them capital appreciations as much as 100% capital gains on the property. In other words, if they invest $20,000 in the deal and the property goes up $20,000 in value because of the rehab, they've made 100% return minus they've given you 25% of that, right? So they've made 75% return on that type of a deal. You've got mortgage pay down, so you've got that. And then you got tax advantages. A lot of those guys really need the tax advantages as much as they need the income. So you can go out and find partners to work with to put up the money. And you can do the real estate investing. And that's what I had to do after I ran out of money. I did have enough money to get a couple houses myself. So I'm not saying I started out that way, but I did go that way right. eventually, if that makes any sense.
Okay.
But there are deals where you get in with nothing down, and I've seen it happen. I do it. I got to teach again next week, and invariably, the guy I have come in, which is my sales manager for the Houston market, he comes in and does my single-family presentation for me now because I'm old, and I don't do single-family houses every day. He's in the market. He knows right. it upside down. And every single month, he comes up with some stupid deal that's nothing down, you know, $1,000 down and, you know, 2, 3, 400% capital gains and, you know, 20, 40% cash flow. He just, because he's so good at finding the deals, you know what I mean? But you have to find those deals. Right. So if you don't know how to do that, then what your first investment should be is in yourself. You need to invest into getting into the educational program, sign up the lifestyles, go to the 2-day class, and find out how to find those deals. I'll teach you how to do it. Any of my other mentors that are teaching, that are teaching classes, they're going to teach you how to do it. And then you'll be able to go find those deals and make it happen for yourself.
All right, perfect. That'll work. Yeah, I know there's one in Miami next month, and I actually have to go out of town, but I'm definitely catching the next one after that.
All right, well, you can do them online also, Mavis. If you just want to get to it and you don't want to wait time, you can watch me online. I'm videotaped online. And by the way, when you join, you get a year that you can go back as many times as you want, so you could go and watch it online, and then you could then go back, and when it comes live to your area, take it live in your area.
All right, perfect. Okay. That'll work.
All right, sir. Thanks for calling in. I appreciate it. Thank you, Mavis. 866-945-6565. We've got Bobby from Jacksonville, Florida now calling in. Bobby, how you doing today? What can I help you with?
I'm doing great, Dell. Dell, I appreciate you being on the radio station and giving all this kind of information. And, man, it really interests me on a lot of things that you say. Here I'm on a lunch break, and I wanted to ask you about that accelerated depreciation tax breaks.
Okay.
I have a couple properties or fourplexes, and I always see them at the end of the year. I'm struggling. Wanted to see.
Tell me what you mean by struggling.
The taxes. I always seem to be paying so huge taxes on these things.
Okay, so let me ask you a couple questions, Bobby. First of all, do you have a loan on the properties?
Yes, I do.
All right, you need to have a mortgage, because if you don't have a mortgage, you have way too much cash flow. Secondly, now you have cash flow. Let's talk about how much cash flow, and I'm going to do some quick calculations, because I want to find out, do you use a CPA to do your taxes, by the way?
No, I usually go to the tax companies.
All right, then I'm going to give you some free, non-official tax help, because I'm not a CPA, but I'm going to throw some numbers at you, okay? Help me out. What's the fourplex worth? Give me a number. What did you buy it for? What's the book value of it?
Well, they're less than what the value. I bought them for $135,000.
Okay, that's fine. We need to know what you paid for them, because that's what you can write off, okay? So you got $135,000 worth of asset. You can only take 85% of it to depreciate, so that's going to be $114,000. And then you're going to divide that by 27.5 years, and that's going to give you about $4,172 a year you can write off. Now, if you use accelerated depreciation, you can double that. So that would be $8,300, $8,345 a year you should write off. Now let's talk about your cash flow. What is your cash flow per fourplex?
I rent them cash flow after the
Yes, after all expenses, what is your cash flow? I need to know quick. We're running out of time on this segment.
200.
Give me a
200.
200. 200 each fourplex or each unit?
No, $200 each.
Fourplex?
Yes.
Okay, so 200, that's only $2,400 a year. Every single thing you earn by those fourplexes should be tax-free, Bobby. If it's not, you should also have additional tax deductions for your other income. If that's not happening, your CPA doesn't know what they're doing, or the people you're doing your taxes are doing them all wrong, okay? Absolutely wrong, Bobby. Take my word for it. I'm not a CPA, but I can tell you after 30 years of doing this and taking accounting for 8 years, and my dad being a CPA and me doing this with hundreds of thousands of people, you need to get a better person to do your taxes.
Now more intel to build a better lifestyle from Del Wamsley.
The government, Federal Reserve, and the people that run the money supply have been given the burden of two things. Don't allow inflation to go above 2% and don't allow business to die. So there's a constant balancing of lowering interest rates so business goes up and then cutting back and raising interest rates so that you don't have inflation. Well, we are willing to accept an inflation rate of 2%. That's ideal. They'll actually allow even more than that, but 2 is the ideal situation. Well, what they've decided now, the Democrats have, is that they're going to continue to print money because they don't care if there's hyperinflation. Their contention is that they're going to allow extra inflation right now to make up for the almost non-existent inflation over the last 8 years. What they're really doing is they're watering down the value of your money.
We'll take a short break. Be right back with the Del Wamsley Radio Show.
Listening to the Del Wamsley Radio Show. Del will be right back with more life-changing principles in just a few minutes.
When you look at the effects of what happened in 2008 and you compare it to what we are hopefully coming out of right now, real estate has definitely shown its resiliency. It has provided for people not only a place to live, but a place to work, a place to raise their children, a place to teach their children, a place to prepare all of their meals.
And that's really where the rubber meets the road, is that there are two things that people have to have, and they strive very hard to have them, and that's a roof over their head and food on the table. And if you are investing in something related to either of those two things, you are going to have a winning strategy. And in addition to that, you're providing something of value to the people around you. And creating a win-win situation while creating wealth and passive income for yourself is the best life you can get.
Real estate is resilient. You should have real estate in your portfolio. Join us for the next live online free workshop. Register at lifestylesunlimitedworkshop.com.
Welcome back. Now here's some more unconventional wisdom to set you free from the man on a mission to retire America, one person at a time, Del Wamsley.
Welcome back to Del Wamsley Radio Show here today. I'm sitting here thinking, man, what a wonderful life I have. And I want to help. I want to get people what they need to get started. Go to lifestylesunlimited.com to register for our free workshop. Holding now through the break is Ron from Phoenix, Arizona. Ron, how can I help you today?
Well, sir, thank you for taking my call, first of all. And I'm a little scared to call, obviously, because I usually don't call radio shows. But, you know, you said to ask any questions. So I guess my problem is I need more guidance. I have a house that I own outright. I just finished paying it off this year. And then I moved to another house. And my thought was just paying it off, and this is going to take forever if I do keep doing that. So I'm going to take a mortgage on the house I own already, up to 80-20, and try to buy a couple rentals with it, and then maybe upgrade to another house for my family and rent the one that we're currently in. But then after that, I pretty much run out of money. So I don't know how you get like further than that, because I own my own business, and so I have to keep my income as low as possible to not pay as much taxes, but I also have to have it high enough to get a mortgage. And I mean, my credit's 780, 800. So, you know, my credit's not an issue. It's just the income part of it. If that makes
okay,
sense.
Ron, you've got like five very important points I want to cover, and I don't have a lot of time, so I'm going to slam them for you. Okay. Number one, okay. I like your theory of get the money out of the rent house. You have to do that. take that refied money and buy some more rent houses, okay? Absolutely yeah. like that. Great idea. Don't know. What is the house you're living in now worth? I don't know if I want to turn that to a rent house or not. What's it cost? What's it worth?
$250,000.
Probably a little expensive for a rent house. What size is it?
2,400 square feet.
Yeah, you're right there. That's a difficult one. You're going to have to look to see if it cash flows after you, you know, if you were to turn it into a rent house, if it makes any sense. If it does, okay with that plan, move on. Step number two, you run out of cash. What should be happening is the rentals that you're buying right now, you should be capturing equity in them. If you're doing it correctly, you're buying them at a discount and you're building equity in those houses. So that by the time you get to this third rent house and then you've got your own personal residence you own, you've got equity in these four houses. Then what you're going to be able to do is go back and either pull that equity out on a line of credit or take some kind of a cross-collateralization position and be able to go to a bank and borrow some money against it to go ahead and do some more properties. If you have a lot of appreciation, because there seems to be a lot of appreciation recently, you might at that point look at some of the older ones to sell and get the whole capital, the whole equity out of it, and then go buy two more or three more each time you do that. So your plan makes sense. Work that plan, Ron. Oh, last. Do not lie about your income on your tax return because you need the income to qualify. You're right. But the income from the real estate done correctly will show no income on your personal income tax return. So you right. will not right. pay taxes on this income. And if you do it correctly, Ron, you will have excess deductions to write off against that earned income that you're earning on your business, which means you're going to have even a better tax situation. And you won't be, and here's what the beauty is. If you just take fake deductions on your tax return, like home, business, office, and travel, and this and that, and that right. it takes your income down to where it looks like you don't make any money. But when you right. use depreciation, what happens, Ron, is that you're showing as much income as you really have and then saying, but I'm not going to pay taxes on it because I have depreciation. So the bank sees the income. Do you follow me? And it knows depreciation is fake. Whereas if you say, I'm spending all my money on gas, driving around town, doing my job, they're going to go, well, then you're broke, Ron. We can't lend you any money.
Right.
So that real yeah. estate income is going to be good for you, man. This is, you got to do what you say. Your plan is perfect. Your goal with a rent house. If you don't have one by then, it's got to be by the first year. That's got to be your first, you know, your year.
I already have the one I paid off. That one's already rented, and I've been getting the money now for 6 months. It's free and clear because I don't have a mortgage.
Okay.
You know, but I will.
Let's get it. Let's get it refinanced now.
Month.
Let's get it done. Get it refinanced. Okay.
I will have to wait because it has to be 6 months once I put it into it, recorded it because I paid it off or whatever. Anyway, you know, the mortgage.
Oh, I got you. Okay. So what you're going for.
Do you guys have like online?
Absolutely.
What is it called?
You can take my class online. I know what you're saying. You can take my class online.
Yes. Thank
and then
you.
The membership will make you a member. You can get to us anyway, personally. So take the class online and then get with us personally also. Okay.
It's lifestylesunlimited.com.
That's it.
Thank you, sir.
All right, sir. Very good. Glad you called, and man, I'm happy for you. You've got a plan. Ron's got a plan that's going to work. The rest of you need a plan that's going to work, and then you need to work that plan. He's going to pull that money out of that rent house, and by the way, I don't want to get him too excited, but if he pulls all that money out of that rent house, he might be able to buy not one, not two. He might be able to buy three or four rent houses. Ron, I hope you're hearing that, because if I were working with you, I would figure out how to buy three or four with that money, depending on the price of the house and so forth. I mean, not if it's $50,000, but if you're going to pull out $70,000, $80,000, man, I'm talking four or five houses. We're talking changing your life. Boom. Done. Over. Better. This is your year. The rest of you out there, this should be your year also. If you want to just text me, question, AskDell@LUINC.com. That's AskDell@LUINC.com. I'll try to use your information question online. You can find us on the air every day of every week and enjoy our podcast anytime at LifestylesUnlimited.com. Just click on the radio tab. And remember, guys, as you're out there, if you're thinking about this, it's not money. It's lifestyle. Have a great one. We'll see you tomorrow.
you.
Radio show, teaching you the opposite of everything you've been taught so you can obtain the results you've never obtained. Join us 7 days a week. Can't get enough? Visit DellOnTheRadio.com to listen to the Del Wamsley Radio Show. Access past show podcasts and join the conversation.
The information and opinions you hear on the Del Wamsley Radio Show are those of the host, Del Wamsley, his guests, and his callers, and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Del Wamsley Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Del Wamsley Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.